Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a finally Friday. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Volodico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith, Jamie Blacker in the studio, along with Melissa Miller. And on the phone, we have Scott Haynes. Scott, I want to just say first off, thank you. A lot of people may or may not know that you work at Bailey Trucking and run that. And you have a lot of roots at Clinton Prairie, but thank you for supporting Clinton County sports all through the season, football, basketball, here on WILO.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're very good, very good. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about Sunday afternoon. We've been talking about this a couple weeks now and last week on Inside the Huddle, but this is coming up just 2 days from now, so getting pretty excited about this?
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty cool to be able to do this first annual kind of spring football cookout, call out for the youth, and give the community an opportunity to meet the new coaching staff. And, we want all the families, grandparents, friends, everybody to come. If you have any questions about football and, you know, you're maybe thinking about letting a kid play football or whatever, but you want to talk to us, we're going to be there to answer any kind of questions and just let everybody get to know the new high school staff out there.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Jamie.
Hey, my first question is, I want to know what kind of mood you're in. Did you pay the diesel fuel bill this Friday or next Friday?
Well, I hope everybody could afford gas to get out there this Sunday night. But, yeah, it's a challenge for everybody right now.
I just had to throw that in. I knew you'd appreciate that. Hey, something else I think is going to be new this year, and you're not necessarily signing them up, but this week is kindergarten and first grade flag football, which will be new this year at Clinton Prairie. And you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. The youth football has decided, you know, let's open this up to the kindergartners and first graders and, you know, try some flag football and just kind of get them acclimated to what we do and, you know, just get them out there running around, give them another option besides going or, you know, for soccer or t-ball or whatever. But we, you know, we want to get them interested in the football and teaching them the right way at a young age.
Kevin gives me more credit about being involved with this program than what I really am, but I don't know about some of the details anymore. But for I'm guessing here from K in first grade for flag football and then second through fifth, since Clinton Prairie Youth Football is not directly an organization through the school, it's just a thing that's allowed to happen there, and you guys have your own insurance and all that different, you know, that goes with that. Kids do not have to be a student at Clinton Prairie to participate in this, correct? Has that changed?
In our youth football through fifth grade, we took the sixth grade now, and we're kind of incorporating them with our junior high, but kindergarten through fifth grade, we can have any kids in the county or area, or we've had Lafayette kids come and be a part of it before.
And so, you've had some Rossville kids the last few years that wanted to come over because they don't have football and try it out.
Absolutely.
I think that's kind of cool. You've got some homeschooled kids that get to participate in an activity, and then
great.
There for a while, Frankfort was struggling, you know, putting a program together, and they're back, but there were some Frankfort kids coming out there, so.
No, absolutely. We've had them from pretty much all the schools in the county over the years, which is great. You know, we want to bring them out and teach about what we do, and we're glad to have them all. Could I thank our sponsors real quick here, Jamie?
Sure.
Kevin? Yeah,
sure.
We you know, this stuff wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, but for Sunday night, we had Shoops. They've always been good. They kicked in our pork burgers. Frito-Lay is always amazing about getting us potato chips. Colfax Lions Club, Bryson Haynes Memorial Dirt Drag Fund has been a big supporter of youth sports out there at Prairie. Does a lot of good stuff for us, too. So this stuff wouldn't be possible without these. And the, you know, the CPYF, the Clinton Prairie Youth Football Organization, like you said, that we started the not-for-profit years ago. They're they're huge supporters of our, you know, of our high school program too. So wouldn't be possible without these great people.
And then the administration and staff at Clinton Prairie, I might throw
oh,
in
absolutely.
There. Brian Eaton.
Absolutely.
They work great. I mean,
yep.
We got to use their facilities for a lot of this stuff, but
yep,
it's,
for sure.
It works out pretty nice.
Absolutely.
You want to give the first impression of Coach Slicker? Kevin, I don't know if you heard it before the break, you know. That
yep.
interview that day we ran on Inside the Huddle, I think I'm really excited to watch him go. And, you know, I talked to my senior at home last night who's not going to be a part of the team next year, and he said he'd talk to you the other day, and he's like, you know, Dad, he said, I think they're headed in a really good direction.
Mm-hmm.
You want
well, to? Yeah, I actually did talk to your son a little bit, and, you know, we were talking about stuff. But Coach Slicker is very, very organized. He has a plan. I mean, I see it already. We're working hard to get ready for this upcoming season already, and he's been around some great programs, great people. Like I say, he has a very good knowledge of the game. He was an all-state quarterback at Northmont himself. You know, he was a heck of a football and baseball player. But he's really bringing you know, some really good stuff to the program. Our other, you know, new guys we talked about too the other day, Coach Craig, he's going to run our offense. He's been McCutcheon's offensive coordinator for 4 years. Young, energetic, just very, very good stuff meshing with our guys that have already been around, and they, you know, decided to keep some of us old guys around too. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
And you might even elaborate on Coach Slicker's brother, BJ. He's the offensive coordinator at Westfield, and I believe he played pro baseball, didn't he?
Yeah, he played in the minors. They've won a couple state championships down there at Westfield with
wow.
him being their offensive coordinator. I was talking to some guys from around here the other day, and they said they remember playing ball against his brother BJ, and you know, some of those balls he was hitting pretty much left the county when he hit them. And I think Coach Kurt was probably about the same way from what I hear. So pretty good athletes, good athletic background. So.
Can you go over the timeline Sunday night real quick here?
Yeah, real quick. We'll, the second and third graders that are wanting to play, we'd like to get them out there about 4, get them signed up, you know, get their equipment fitted for them. 5 o'clock, fourth and fifth graders do the same, run them through the same thing, get them checked out good with their helmets and their equipment, get that done. We'd like them, like say, then to just stick around, because a little before 6 o'clock, we'll get together in the football stands there, if the weather permitting, and, you know, we'll eat some good food and hear Coach Slicker talk about his views and ideas for the program here. So,
and if it's not raining tomorrow, you guys will be at Colfax at the Lions Club Park for Colfax and Mulberry's Clinton Prairie Youth Baseball Softball League opening day.
Yeah,
signing kids up as well.
Well, that's tomorrow.
And like I say, if the weather, if it's a hurricane out there, like the wind tends to do around here, sometimes mm-hmm. we'll go inside to the field house on Sunday if we need to. So there's plans for that, but it looks like it's not going to be too bad by evening time there. So
and I'm not sure if
it'll be outside.
Flyer says there are costs involved in this, but it's not tremendously too bad, and they always can work with people if that's an issue.
Yes, absolutely. They'll you know, they'll let you know all that tomorrow. And yeah, absolutely, we're not going to turn a kid away. We know, you know, money's tight nowadays, and we'll that's
there's,
what our
there's always
sponsors
people donating
help
money
with.
In different organizations to make sure that
that's
every kid
awesome.
has a chance.
Don't let that
there is,
stop you, right?
Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, don't let that stop you from bringing your kids or having them sign up. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll never turn a kid away, and you know, there is a lot of cost involved in this. Everything's going through the roof, obviously, with mm-hmm. equipment and insurance and everything. So we do charge a little bit of fee to help offset this, and then we work, you know, these guys work hard to get sponsors too, that if you're interested in sponsoring, you know, we'll get a banner made up, we display your banner at all the home games, and you know, come and help these kids out. So
hey, Scott, you had mentioned earlier on if there was someone who was maybe on the fence who had some reservations about letting their kids play, whether it was safety issues or time. I noticed that one of the things under the agenda is player safety. So what would you say to those parents who may have reservations about the safety aspect of getting out there and, you know, tackling, letting their kids tackle each other?
Well, the big thing, you know, the talk for quite a while now has been concussions, and I can't really, you know, I've been a part of this football for a long time with this program, and I only remember, you know, just a few over the years maybe, and everybody's, we have a great trainer out there, everybody's been able to bounce back real quickly, but, you know, we're teaching the proper way to tackle. We all have to take classes online to learn that, you know, the proper ways that everybody's wanting to do it now.
And you guys are all certified through USA Football, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely we are. So, and that stuff, like say, come out and hear what we have to say and ask questions, and we'll answer anything you have. But we really do keep these kids safe, and that's top priority for us.
And we talked a little bit about it on the interview with Coach Slicker. The second, third graders, there's not a tremendous amount of big hitting going on out there.
Yeah,
I think
that's,
it's
a lot
of love tapping at that age. I mean, it's a struggle for them with the helmet and the shoulder pads and, you know, just that's a lot of weight
to get around.
Yeah. And if a kid's really outstanding or an all-star, they usually bump him up. You know, they're just not going to let him out there.
Or at that age, you know, it's all about the kids are trying to run to the outside. You get a fast kid, and, you know, he's outside. And
he's all world.
He's gone, yeah.
So that's the way it goes. You can put a lot of points up. But, yeah, it's, like I say, it's so cool. I've coached that age group many, many different times, and it's just so much fun teaching those kids and watching them grow. You know, I've got kids that I've coached way back when that are obviously all the way through school now and gone, but it's so much fun for me to see their growth and the good young men that they turn into. So.
I touched on it before you came on, Scott. I think people are wondering, well, why are they doing this in May? Well, you guys are starting youth football practice in July, going to be playing games the 1st of August when the kids go back, all the way through 1st of October is the season. So it's just, you got to get it done now and get organized, and that's the push to get this going besides just meeting the coaches.
With this new league, you know, that we do play in, they're starting practice right, you know, right after the 4th of July, because those games will start, you know, right when they get back to school, the beginning of August, playing in that bigger league that we're in now, you know, with Tri-West and Danville and Weibo and Lebanon and those schools, they get going early and get it rolling, so.
All right, well, thanks for calling in this morning, Scott, and making yourself available, and thanks to your commitment to Prairie Athletics and other athletics throughout the county.
And Bailey Trucking.
Bailey Trucking, big sponsor here. Yep.
They're a big supporter of a lot of things throughout the community. Thank you, Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey Trucking has a great owner here. We work for a great lady, and she's let us do a lot and give back to the community. So it's pretty amazing, pretty good deal. So thanks for having me on too, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, well, best of luck to you Sunday, and I guess we'll try to get all the people out there for y'all.
You better
can.
Go, Kevin.
You know, I was thinking about one of our boys, but I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Well, you can at least go get something to eat and talk to Scott.
True, could do that. We have been running so much over the last 2 or 3 months, as I know all parents have, with practices and track.
That's called life,
track,
Kevin.
I know it is. I know. But yeah, we were actually thinking of something for one of them this summer, so it might be good for him. So we are going to take a break. We'll come right back. We'll have about 10 minutes left in the program. If you would like to get in on it, you can at 659-3338. Spring is officially here. Now is the time to get the boat ready for the water, the motorcycle ready for the open road, and the camper ready for the next adventure. But what about insurance? No better time than now to look at your policy and make sure you are covered. Why not turn to Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency? Michelle and her team have many insurance companies to choose from, each with their own special packages. Call today at 654-0287 or stop in for a quote and let them customize your insurance coverage. At Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
I have always been proud of this radio station and the commitment they've made to high school sport, and none any better than WILO. WILO does so many creative and wonderful things for our community. I think sometimes we take it for advantage, and we shouldn't. Cherish every opportunity we get to talk about our football program and their state of events in football.
We want to thank WILO. If it weren't for your giving us a voice and an opportunity to reach your listening audience, a lot of our missions wouldn't be accomplished. So many thanks to both you and Kevin.
The number one thing is communication. And during a crisis like this, the fact that you guys, through Clinton County Daily News and through the radio station, have been able to, you know, get our messages to the public has been vital in making things smooth and run very seamlessly.
WILO, keeping you connected to our community.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. On a finally Friday, let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. Did you like that smooth operator there, Jamie?
I love your songs. Every week they just keep getting better. And I forgot, did you do Finally Friday early?
Yeah,
no?
I did.
You
did? I played
you remember?
It before. Yeah. Nice. I did, yeah.
I didn't think you could do that on Fridays.
I know. Yeah, I forgot the last three Fridays, I think. But we may play it afterwards, too.
Okay.
I don't know. We're having a party here this weekend. So let's say hi to Larry real quick. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, sir.
Howdy.
Howdy. I got two unrelated comments I would like to make.
Okay. I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Injuries to football players to their head, like a concussion. Do you believe that may be due to the fact that they went to artificial turf fields, and that normally I think it's cement or something underneath that turf?
I totally agree with you, Larry. I think pro football, if you look the era of people there, I think it's an unrelated story they don't bring up very often, because you look at all the teams back then, Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New England, before they all started going back to grass or to better athletic turf fields now. It was just a thin piece of carpet you could buy at Menards on top of concrete.
Okay.
I totally believe that was part of it.
Okay, that could have something to do with it.
I think
you
nicked the nail right on the head, Larry, especially professional football. I mean, there's concussions all the way down to youth level, and I think that it happens out there, but I think the schools do a tremendous job now in teaching these school coaches how to correctly let these kids tackle. I think the refereeing's better at the younger ages, not to allow it to happen. And then I think places like Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, Frankfort, Rossville, well, they don't have football, but they have great athletic trainers. So they identify these kids really early, and they'll hold your kids out for 3 to 4 or 5 weeks, make sure you're seeing the proper people before they're allowed to play again. So I think, yes. Sorry.
Okay. The other that's all right, Park. The other comment I want to make, Kevin, is this. They keep putting on your website the road closure signs and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you insist that they put up a city map that's legible and highlight where they're closing what road, where, and how far?
That's a great idea. I'm guessing that we do have some technology. It's probably you just copy and paste a map and then you get it into some sort of editor, you know, where you could draw a line through it or add text to it. I don't know that we have that immediate capability, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I've often wondered, because that's like we started to go somewhere yesterday and we couldn't get there from here hardly.
Yeah, that's the story around town. I'll just get a 14-year-old to show me how to do it here.
I got a quick joke to tell you.
Okay.
Quick funny. I used to work at an Exxon station down at University City, Texas. I had a lady come in, wanted to know how to get somewhere. And she was from out of state. So I told her how to go the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I know, but I don't want to go that way. I said, then you can't get there from here. And man, did she get mad. but if you're told how to go.
Yeah, if you stop and ask for directions, you got to take directions, right?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it, but she didn't want to go that way, so I told her she couldn't get there from here.
There's usually another way around. But not always. Well,
that's just American.
Well, man, there was. But listen to the other way around.
It's just on. She didn't like the way you were telling the story, Larry.
Yeah. Go down to the next town.
Yeah.
Go across the river. Go turn north at the four-way stop. Go across the one set of tracks, and there's a road between the two sets of railroad tracks. Then you take that road down the railroad tracks between them. Then you cross over, and you go about 2 miles, and then you take another road that bears off to your right. Now, see, going back the way I told her, which was go back to interstate and turn off and go down off the onto the bypass, and it's right there.
Yeah,
that was simple.
Yeah,
but she didn't. So. That's why I didn't tell her how to go the other way.
That first route sounds like the route my grandparents took to school. They used to tell me about uphill both ways in the snow.
I got a question for you, Larry.
Okay.
Did you talk politics with her before you gave her directions?
Beg your pardon?
Did you talk politics with her before you gave her directions?
Oh, no.
Because nowadays, if you don't agree on politics, they're not going to go the same way.
Yeah, she won't take directions, right. For sure.
See, the problem was I was in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I will not comment of what I think of Texans on the radio.
Yeah, it's probably better.
But I had a very nice old lady whose father used to be the governor of Texas. She said, sir, them are not Texans, they're Texicans.
Texicans.
Which I assume was an insult. It was hilarious. Working at that service station on a busy street corner and with a railroad track running on the other side of you. It was hilarious.
I bet. Well, have a good weekend, Larry. Good luck getting around, man.
Big pardon?
I said good luck getting around and have a good weekend.
Well, I'm going to try because they keep me restricted on what I can do and what I can't do and all that good junk.
Yeah. Well, do what you can.
Okay, we'll talk to you there.
All right, friend. Thank you very much. Yeah, Larry, he's kind of really blocked in there where he lives over by Del Rio Automotive, that area. So I don't know how he would get out, actually. I think he's got an alley. Maybe he can kind of, I don't know. But, yeah, that's going to be, but that's a great idea. Larry actually called up and told Russ and I that about a year or two ago about a map and something, and I thought, you know, that is a good idea.
It's still not going to work for some people.
Yeah, no, no. It'll only go so far, that's for sure. And it is hard to keep track of a lot of that. You know, we get those Nixle alerts, and Ken and I try to post them.
North side of Lafayette, we might get an incident going where there's a lot of streets going north, a lot of cross streets.
Mm-hmm.
And people might live three blocks north, and we'll have an incident where we have the road shut down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pull up there, and they went through, and we're like, you're going to have to go around. Yeah. Well, I live up here. Well, I know you do, but you need to go around two blocks to come back around.
Right.
Well, I live up here. I know you do, ma'am, but you're going to have to go up here, go around a couple blocks.
Here's $5 for a gallon of gas.
Get to where you need to go.
Go the other way,
please.
But
that's the way they always go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so they can't defer from that direction.
Yeah.
Some will sit there and wait until you're done.
Think outside the box, sit there and wait.
That's just the way it is. Some people just think different than others.
Burn $20 in gas sitting there waiting. Well, Jamie, have a great weekend, and thanks for all the efforts.
She had one story wanted to go on there.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Tell us about this, Melissa.
Real quick. Okay. Remember, tomorrow is the annual Wagathon. It's the 22nd one, so they've been doing this for a long time at the TPA Park. Registration begins at 9:30 with the walk starting around 10. It's $10 to walk your dog to support the homeless animals of Clinton County.
That's awesome. There is so much going on this weekend. We just really jumped right into it. I know Healthy Communities is doing their Step on Stigma.
Yeah, that's also out at the TPA Park.
Tomorrow?
And they've got a lot of activities going on besides the 5K run walk. So a lot going on there at the park.
No excuses.
And, of course, we got everything else going on in the community, too.
Yeah.
Don with Inside the Huddle tomorrow.
Yes.
9 to 10.
So we'll see you then, and have a good weekend, guys.
You
Thanks
too.
For coming in. And thank you for joining us, and thank our sponsors, too. Whenever you're out and about, please thank them and stop by and say thanks for sponsoring Party Line. Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Mold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. We will be back on Monday for that edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.